another option is if you can start over, if you've got a small enough spot that you're just going to completely start over on, then maybe you can address those soil issues on the front end before you sod or seed. That can be a lot easier to do than trying to fix it after the fact. A soil test is recommended to be sure that other factors like pH and levels of nutrition are adequate for grass growth. You'll also want to make sure that you're using the proper grass species on the site. So full sun or sun shade environments both call for different types of grasses. So in addition, you can consider the quality that you're looking for. Some people want that golf course looking perfect lawn. Other people are okay if it's got a few dandelions and maybe a little creeping Charlie and some violets and whatever. I think they're pretty, I don't know. Not everybody likes that though. So selecting the proper grass type for your site will also help there. So Kentucky bluegrass is the primary species in Northern Illinois lawns in full sun. In some cases, it'll be mixed with a perennial ryegrass and or fine fescues. But in shadier areas, a shade-tolerant Kentucky bluegrass cultivar is commonly mixed with fine fescues, but they don't always stand up to activity very well, even though there are those Kentucky bluegrass cultivars in the mix. Your cultural practices are also going to play a big role in the health of the lawn and your need for pesticides. Proper watering includes irrigating the lawns as they need it and getting the moisture down to the root zone. You want to water less often, but for a longer period of time to ensure that deeper root growth. If you're only watering for a little bit and just getting that water in the top inch or so of soil, that's where your roots are going to grow. If you water it more deeply, that's going to encourage deeper root growth, which is going to mean, A, you have to water less frequently, but you'll still have that nice, healthy lawn that's going to be better able to resist grubs, resist weeds, and all of that. And then proper fertilizing includes supplying adequate nutrients and proper soil pH. In particular, you want to avoid excess or lack of nitrogen when using synthetic fertilizers. Fertilize during cooler weather, especially early fall and late fall, and use a controlled release nitrogen fertilizer to avoid the swings in food availability. And you also don't want to apply really high rates of nitrogen in the spring. Proper mowing is also going to have an impact on your lawn health. Many lawns are mowed too short, allowing the weeds to invade and other problems to appear. You want to mow between 2.5 and 3 inches and mow often enough so that you're never removing more than a third of the leaf blade at a time. So if you go away on vacation for a couple of weeks and come back and your lawn is like super out of control, you'll want to mow as high as you possibly can and then a couple days later, a little bit shorter to bring it back into that 2.5 to 3 inch rate. You never want to remove more than a third of that leaf blade at a time, or it's really going to stress out your grass.